This is Dr. Inigo dictating a disability physical for a claimant by the name of Gail Ann Gomez. Date of birth, July the 16th, 1961. Case ID number 639-1562. Date of exam, September the 5th, 2023. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical records available prior to examination. Yes, a Social Security questionnaire dated May the 20th, 2023. And medical records from Dr. Dionisio B. Calvo III, dated 12/26/2019. Identifying information, this is a 62-year-old married female with four grown children who presented to my office for a disability evaluation to evaluate allegations of decreased vision, pancreatitis, diabetes mellitus with neuropathy, heart failure, and vertigo. The claimant is presently unemployed, and her last employment date was in 2019, where she was an interpreter for the deaf and worked with the school district for approximately 25 years. She also worked as an interpreter for 2 years with another independent company. During that time, she worked 8 hours per day, 5 days out of the week, and 4 weeks out of the month. At the present time, she lives in a trailer with her husband and is receiving Social Security benefits and is presently on disability as well, which she has been on for approximately 2 years. Allegations, number one, decreased vision, number two, pancreatitis, number three, diabetes mellitus with neuropathy, number four, heart failure, and number five, vertigo. History of allegations, number one, vision loss. The claimant states that in 2020, she started having difficulty seeing secondary to glaucoma. The claimant is nearsighted, and she also suffers from diabetes mellitus and hypertension. The claimant is blind in her right eye and does wear glasses at this time. Her night vision, as well as her peripheral vision, is poor. She was diagnosed with right eye glaucoma. Her vision at this visit was OD, uncorrected, is 20/blindness. Pinhole is 20/blindness. OS, uncorrected, is 20/50. Pinhole is 20/50. Monocular eyesight is 20/50 with the left eye. She did not present with any glasses, although she states that she does have some. She is not being treated with any kind of eye drops at this time. Allegation number two, pancreatitis. The claimant states that in 2005, she had a severe pancreatitis secondary to cholelithiasis of two gallstones, which resulted in cholecystitis and pancreatitis. She states the character of the abdominal pain that she occasionally has now is a burning pain located in the mid-abdominal area that does not radiate to any other part of her body. She states when she does have the pain, she can have it for 1 hour and usually has it 2 times per week. The associated symptoms include nausea, vomiting, diarrhea times two, and weakness. The claimant has lost approximately 10 pounds in the last year, and she is food intolerant to spicy foods, jalapenos, soy sauce, and any greasy foods at this time. She was diagnosed with pancreatitis secondary to cholelithiasis and cholecystitis, which was treated with a cholecystectomy in 2005. She is presently on omeprazole, 20 milligrams QD, which she states does calm her symptoms. Her condition is stable at this time. Allegation number three, diabetes mellitus with neuropathy. The claimant states that in 1990, she was having symptoms of polyuria, polyphagia, nocturia, blurred vision, and a weight loss of 40 pounds. The claimant does have some in-organ damage, but mostly has damage secondary to glaucoma of the right eye. of her eyes. She most likely does have some retinopathy as well. The claimant denies any nephropathy, but does complain of diabetic polyneuropathy of her legs and hands at this time. She also has atherosclerosis and cardiovascular disease, which appears to be somewhat severe. She does not check her blood glucose and states that the last glucose level that she had was 300 mg/dL, which was on August the 20th, 2023, at the doctor's office. She also does not know what her last hemoglobin A1C was. She does not appear to be well controlled at this time. She is presently on metformin, 1,000 milligrams BID. Humulin R, 30 units sub-Q QAM and 10 units sub-Q QPM. Pyrixil, she does not remember the dose, but she's supposed to be taking it every day. Allegation number four, heart failure. The claimant states that in 2009, she had presented to the hospital four times, in September, October, November, and December, where she was hospitalized 1 week for every month in 2019 until they finally evaluated her and diagnosed her as being in congestive heart failure. She does have a history of a cardiac blood clot in her heart in 2020, which was not surgical at the time, and she is taking medication for that condition. She denies any chest pain at this time, but states that with exertion, she feels severe fatigue and sometimes can feel it just by resting. She is presently not taking any nitroglycerin and states that resting and antacids do not relieve her chest pain when she does have it. Her symptoms include shortness of breath, diaphoresis, nausea, vomiting, and dizziness. Her risk factors include hypertension, diabetes mellitus, positive family history of heart disease, menopause, and hypercholesterolemia. The claimant does suffer from gastritis and pancreatitis. She was diagnosed with congestive heart failure and does have shortness of breath. She denies any pedal edema but does have orpnea and has to sleep with three pillows at night. She was diagnosed with severe global hypokinesis and dilated cardiomyopathy. Her left ventricular ejection fraction was 30%, and her generalized ejection fraction was 20%. She was also diagnosed with moderate eccentric left ventricular hypertrophy with paradoxal septal motion, grade 3 diastolic dysfunction, with dilated left atrium. There is mild aortic sclerosis with mild aortic insufficiency. She does have tricuspid regurgitation with mild pericardial effusion and a left pleural effusion. The claimant is presently on amlodipine, 10 milligrams QD, and Linzapril, 20 milligrams QD for her blood pressure. Her blood pressure at this visit was 147 over 100 mmHg, which is high. She states that she did not take her medication in the morning. Allegation number 5, vertigo. The claimant states that since September 2019, she has suffered from vertigo. She states that she has chronic dizziness and sees things going around her. She complains of nausea, vomiting, and is unable to eat any food. Her last episode of vertigo was yesterday, and she states that she gets these attacks at least every other day. Her physician has showed her some techniques for the vertigo, which she states has not helped. She is presently on no medication for vertigo. Limitations. The claimant is able to walk one half block slowly, comma, stand for 5 minutes, comma, but is unable to climb stairs, squat, or bend over to pick up clothes. She is right-handed dominant and is able to write, comma, use a coffee cup, comma, open up a jar top, comma, button her clothes and lift approximately 2 pounds above her head. She is unable to use a skillet or sweep at this time. Her daily activities include watching TV, comma, doing light housework, comma, occasionally cooking, comma, and doing the laundry. She does not do any other exercise secondary to shortness of breath and does not go to the grocery store. She does have a walker that she uses at home but did not present with it. Her physician is Dr. Mariano Salinas, and she occasionally takes Tylenol 500 milligrams QD for relief of pain. She states that she does very little physical activity secondary to exhaustion. Family history. The father died at the age of 59 from 3 cerebral vascular accidents and a myocardial infarction. The mother died at the age of 86 from complications of COVID-19. Medications, rosuvastatin, 10 milligrams QD, duloxetine, hydrochloride, 20 milligrams BID, metformin, 1,000 milligrams BID, amlodipine, 10 milligrams QD, tramadol, 50 milligrams TID, lisinopril, 20 milligrams QD, and Novolog, 30 units, sub-Q QAM, and 10 units sub-Q PM. For Rixa QD, she does not recall the dose. Medical problems, congestive heart failure with a 20% ejection fraction, history of pancreatitis with cholelithiasis and cholecystitis, treated with a cholecystectomy in 2005. Diabetes mellitus type 2, poorly controlled, decreased vision of the right eye, vertigo, comma, fracture of the left ankle in February 2023, in which a cast was placed. Social history, tobacco. The claimant denies any history of smoking. Alcohol. The claimant states she used to drink about 12 ounces of beer on the weekends and no longer does that. She denies any delirium tremors or seizure disorder. Substance abuse. The claimant denies any use of marijuana, comma, cocaine, comma, crack, comma, heroin, comma, or any IV drug abuse. Communicable diseases. The claimant denies any history of hepatitis, comma, HIV, comma, or any sexually transmitted diseases. Physical examination. Temperature is 98.9 Fahrenheit. Weight 142 pounds. Height 5 feet 4 inches. BP 147 over 100 mmHg. Heart rate 90 beats per minute. Respiration 16 respirations per minute. BMI is 24.5. The claimant did not take her medications this morning. General, this is a 62-year-old female who appears to be older than her stated age and appears to be in mild acute distress. She appears also to be a reliable historian who presented to my office for a disability examination. The claimant appeared to be tired and short of breath. H-E-E-N-T. Could you please drop down to the third sentence? The fundoscopic examination of undilated pupils appears to be grossly abnormal for the right eye, where the fundi appears to be blurred. No oral, pharyngeal, erythema, exudate, or other lesions were noted. The claimant is missing multiple teeth. External auditory canals were normal in appearance, and no lesions in the nares were noted. Pupils were equally reactive to light, and the extraocular movements were intact. Visual acuity was grossly abnormal for the right eye, where the claimant is blind, secondary to glaucoma. Confrontational visual fields were also grossly abnormal for the right side. Snell and vision, OD uncorrected is 20/blindness. Pinhole is 20/blindness. OS uncorrected is 20/50. Pinhole is 20/50. Monocular eyesight is 20/50. The claimant did not present with glasses. Could you please drop down to extremities? Mild clubbing was noted, but no cyanosis was noted on either one of the lower extremities. The claimant appeared to have some mild clubbing of her fingernails. No ulcers or veins were noted, as well as no pitting edema. Calves were non-tender. The Holman sign was negative. Could you drop down to skin? No lesions were appreciated over the body. The claimant does have multiple tattoos and does have onychomycosis of her fingernails, of some of her fingernails. Neurological. Could you please drop down to cerebellar function? The claimant's gait was slow, unsteady, but symmetric. The claimant did not come with an assistive device. Her hand-eye coordination was good, and finger-to-nose was normal. Heel-to-shin exam was normal. The Romberg sign was negative. Could you please drop down to the last paragraph under muscular skeletal? The claimant was unable to squat and get up on her own. No difficulty was noted upon the claimant's ability to rise from a sitting position, and the claimant was able to get up and down from the exam table without difficulty. The claimant had no difficulty in walking on her heels and toes, as well as being able to walk at a normal tandem rate. She could stand on one foot bilaterally, but was unable to hop on each foot bilaterally. Assistive devices. She requires no assistive devices at this time. Neurological, grip strength was +4/5 bilaterally. Cranial nerves 2-12 were grossly intact. Reflexes were symmetrical, and biceps, brachioradialis, patellar, and Achilles reflexes were normal. Sensory exam was mildly abnormal to light touch pinprick, and position sense was mildly abnormal. There is no evidence of muscle wasting or muscle spasms. Muscle strength is +4/5 for all tested areas. Fine and dexterous finger control is normal bilaterally. X-rays of the left ankle, no acute findings. Chest X-ray, no acute findings. Functional capacity, based on the current examination, the claimant's ability to sit, stand, and move about is mild to moderately restricted, secondary to heart failure. She is able to lift, carry, and handle small to medium-sized objects. She hears and speaks well. There is no evidence of joint deformity, bone, or tissue destruction. except for some heart failure. She is able to heel toe and tandem walk. There is normal grip strength bilaterally at plus 4 over 5. Her ability to reach, handle, finger, and feel is unrestricted. On examination, the claimant shows no evidence of muscle wasting but does show some fatigue. The claimant has limitations in her visual fields and in her visual acuity for the right eye, where she is completely blind. She is able to communicate very well without limitations, but does have restricted limitations in her workplace environment, secondary to right eye blindness from glaucoma and global heart failure from cardiomyopathy with an ejection fraction of 20%. Probable diagnoses, number one, vision loss of the right eye secondary to glaucoma, confirmed with physical examination. The claimant is able to see fairly well with the left eye. Allegation number two, pancreatitis, has been treated, appears to be stable at this time. Number three, diabetes mellitus, insulin dependent at this time, with diabetic polyneuropathy, poorly controlled. We do not know what her last hemoglobin A1C was, but her last blood glucose level was 300 milligrams per DL. Number four, heart failure with severe global hypokinesis and dilated cardiomyopathy with an ejection fraction of 20%, indicating very poor function of her heart, confirmed with medical records and physical exam. Number five, vertical, not being treated at this time, but appears to be stable. This is the end of the dictation for a claimant by the name of Gail Ann Gomez.